I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1239, Battling the Bittersweet. We all have a choice. We can stuff our emotions. We can deny them, ignore them, because the pain of experiencing them is just too much. Or we can acknowledge them, embrace them, and allow them sometimes to be bittersweet. Bittersweet is just what you think it is. It's bitter and it's sweet. It's not one or the other. For a few years, our family, and I mean Jane and I, our grown kids, their spouses, and all of our grandkids, would rent a cabin or a house, and we would all take a vacation together. We would laugh and play games and talk and enjoy meals and just share life for a few days. I remember standing outside of our rented Airbnb, pushing a couple of the little grandkids on the swings. The others were running around playing tag and other sordid games. I was really loving having my family all together in one place, with the only agenda to be with one another and love on one another. I was really enjoying it until another adult in the family, who was standing next to me, said, "You know, it won't always be like this. In fact, this may be the last year. These older grandkids are getting bigger, and they're going to be busy with their own lives, and they're not going to want to take a nighttime at the castle family trip before long." Now, that was like a pinprick to the balloon of bliss that I was floating in the air. Pop! Instantly, it felt bittersweet. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives, meaning right where we are, for however long it lasts. Mark Parent wrote, "The bittersweet side of appreciating life's more precious moments is the unbearable awareness that those moments are passing." He's right. And that really smacks us in the face all the time, watching kids and grandkids grow up, maybe moving from school friends to the workplace, or ending a relationship that was meaningful for a time, but now it's over for various reasons, experiencing the death of someone so close to us, coming home from a great vacation. And that bittersweet feeling is a mix of joy for what is and sadness for what no longer will be. It's gratitude for now and it's anticipation of the grief of the then that is yet to come. Well, the Bible has a few things to say to help us. Paul reminds the Thessalonians to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And a mantra I tell myself is to be where you are, love who you're with, and give thanks while you're there. But we also have to accept closure, and that's where Ecclesiastes comes in. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down. A time to build up. A time to weep. A time to laugh. A time to mourn. A time to dance. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, and so on. In other words, enjoy the moment, and then learn to let go, even while acknowledging it's sad. Here's the great question. What is most bittersweet to you right now? Let's pray this prayer from Virgil Fry. Our Lord God, how conflicted life can be, full of blessings and curses. Reasons to celebrate and reasons to lament. In bittersweet moments, we resonate with this phrase, a time for everything under the sun. Walk with us, companion Lord, as we relish the naming of our blessings, as we rehearse the unspeakable joys that come with each good and pleasant thing. Walk with us, companion Lord, as we reluctantly name failures and losses, as we rehearse the suppressed pains that come with each unwelcome and hidden thing. For it is in remembering and listing the pleasant and the unpleasant, the things we brag about and the things we bury, that we find you still being faithful in your love for us. It surprises us, Lord, that Scripture commands us to remember, to retell stories of redemption and utter defeat, of celebration and lament, of unity and division, of divinity and evil, of births and deaths. Lead us, immortal one, pillar of fire and cloud, as you led the Israelites out of bondage. Open our eyes to your holy, healing hands in all the stories, stories that make us who we are and who we are becoming in your ever-unfolding kingdom of love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1240. In the meantime, it is hard watching parents age and kids grow up and culture change and friends move away. May God help us linger longer, loving in the now, giving thanks for what is before we worry about what won't be. May we love well, even while we're battling the bittersweet.